College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Newsom is targeting November for a special election to redraw the state's congressional districts. This comes as Attorney General Rob Bonta says he believes the state can legally move ahead with that plan. So, Phil, is it going to happen?
It remains to be seen. They're going to have to move fast, and they're going to have to move a mountain to do it. You know, in 2011, California voters went to the ballot and said, you know, we've had enough of this sort of Democratic and Republican tug of war and gerrymandering in the state where you carve out districts that favor one party over the other. And so they created and passed an initiative that created a nonpartisan and bipartisan, it's got Republicans and Democrats and independents on it, a redistricting commission that draws the lines to make sure that they're sort of fair and balanced. Now, what happened was Texas this time around is convening a special session of its legislature to redraw its district maps, and they with the idea of like making five of those seats more favorable for Republicans. Well, this is national politics at play here. Democrats say we need to even the score, and Governor Newsom is saying here in California, how about we create four or five districts that are more favorably Democratic? But that has to get around that initiative that voters have voted in and seem to like. And they were talking about, you know, having the legislator do it, this or that. And the attorney general said, no, probably the best way to do this is to put both a change in the initiative that we passed in 2011 and also show the lines, draw them, get them in front of voters and have them approve them in one big special election. This is probably the boldest political play I've seen anybody do in a decade.
Yeah, they have to do some rejiggering of something, right? Because right now you have that independent commission and you can't just jam it through.
Right. So this would be jamming it through, but it's got to have voter approval. So they're betting that the Democrats in California, which are a pretty big number of people, are riled up enough about Washington to sort of set aside their ethical concerns about California going back into the gerrymandering business for this time and give Democrats a closer shot at taking the House back and putting the kibosh on a lot of Trump's policies going forward. So this is high stakes. It's going to be controversial. It's going to be controversial for the lawmakers in Sacramento that would have to put this on the ballot because some of them would be affected by it. Some of them want to run for Congress. This would be redrawing the districts that they're in right now. There's some conflicts there. But the big one is going to be selling it to the voters, saying that, you know, are you willing to set aside what was finally considered a good government measure? And in this case, you know, just win, baby.
All right, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, thank you. Phil will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.